WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A major storm drenching the Northeast. Fierce winds knocking out power to 500,000 customers. It followed a day of tornadoes and deadly accidents in the South and blizzards across parts of the Midwest and Northwest. Iowa pelted with snow and ice. Temperatures expected to plummet next week. Ahead of the caucuses on Monday, Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman, though, says it's not ideal, but it's not terrible either.
I'm still feeling pretty good about turnout and that the weather, although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attendance.
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun telling employees the Alaska Airlines incident last Friday was a big mistake.
We're going to work with the NTSB, who is investigating the accident itself, to find out what the root cause is.
The House Homeland Security Committee begins an impeachment hearing today, focusing on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, alleging he has intentionally failed to enforce immigration law. This is ABC News. As investigators in Fort Worth, Texas, try to track down the cause of an explosion that rocked a 20-story hotel, ABC's Jim Ryan says
at least 21 people were hurt in the blast and several businesses are still closed. Attorney Lynn Crenshaw expects lawsuits to be filed to compensate the injured, but also
it gives us a methodology to go in and figure out what happened so we can build a little bit safer world.
In 2021, gas company Atmos Energy was slapped with a $1.6 million fine after a gas line blew up in Dallas, killing a child. Federal officials said Atmos had inadequate pipeline management in that neighborhood. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In the Red Sea, U.S. fighter jets and warships turning back a fresh attack by Houthi rebels, 18 drones and missiles. The SEC now says someone cracked one of its social media accounts and posted a fake message on X. The post says federal regulators had approved exchange-traded funds by Bitcoin, but that has not happened. Bitcoin prices briefly spiked after the revelation. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says increasing shared state revenue with local governments was his proudest accomplishment from last year. For example, he says smaller communities can now offer more responsive emergency services.
If the crew's out on an issue, that's it. If somebody needed help after that, they're screwed.
Evers speaking with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News on Civic Media. Southwest Wisconsin appears to have the most snow after the big storm that shut much of southern Wisconsin down yesterday. The National Weather Service says as of a few hours ago, Benton and Lafayette County had 10 inches of snow. Verona and Red Granite had 8 inches. Plymouth and Waupaca had 7. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. It's now number 15th ranked Wisconsin against Ohio State tonight. The game in Columbus at the Schottenstein Center. Number 11th ranked Marquette at home taking on Butler. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys Sunday. Dallas, 7.5-point favorites to win. Matt LaFleur still has confidence in his defense.
When we have all 11 doing their job and playing as one, there's been some pretty good performances. It's just whether it's communication or somebody has a missed assignment, that's when bad things happen.
Now, the first time Mike McCarthy faced the Packers, the Cowboys blew a 28-14 lead. As Aaron Rodgers led the Pack on a 31-28 win in overtime, McCarthy had this to say.
I mean, we were totally in control of that game as far as our viewpoint, and I felt when we got the ball that we were going to go down a score and then see what happens. So I'm very disappointed for the players because I thought they definitely did enough today to win.
That's Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Wisconsin travels to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's basketball, the number 15th ranked Badgers take on the Buckeyes tonight in Columbus. Number 11th ranked Marquette is at home tonight. They're going to host the Butler Bulldogs. NFL, the Packers at practice preparing for Dallas. Jordan Love with 2 touchdowns against Chicago threw a rocket to receiver Dontavian Wicks right in the belly at the goal line. I asked him, did he know that Love had a fastball?
Yeah, he got it. I guess he seen it open fast. All I just seen was his arm. And the ball was on me, so, you know, he put it there. Had my stomach hurting a little bit, you know. But, you know, he made it play, you know, and that's our job to make plays for him.
And for the second year in a row, Mike McCarthy will face his old team. The Cowboys head coach said this time, no more questions about his days in Green Bay.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the drama of it, I'm sure you guys will love. I will not participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play, to be honest with you.
That's Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What we want.
Yeah.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM has been snubbed again for a Golden Globe nomination.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtime. I don't want to be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to do your sleepwalk dance anymore. I just want to see some palm trees. I will try to shake away this disease. We could live beside the ocean. Leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breaker. Watch the world die. Beside the ocean, leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breaker. Watch the world die. I am still dreaming of your face. Hungry and hollow for all the things you took away.
Jack, you can play what you want.
Black FM. Now accepting Dogecoin and beaver pelts.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code MSJ49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Did you see that recently some ice anglers up on a big lake in northern Minnesota, Red Lake, had broken loose on an ice floe and floated out in open water? They had to be rescued by Coast Guard and a bunch of other emergency personnel. I'm glad that I have something in my pocket when I go ice fishing that would be good in a situation like that. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
When I go out on fresh ice, and I'm talking about ice that I think is thick enough for me to walk out on, but not really that safe because there may be pockets of thin ice around, I always carry in my pocket a Garmin GPS handheld. The Marine handheld that I carry has in-reach capabilities, which means that if I get into trouble, all I have to do is push the button on the side and it will send a signal to a satellite that will notify emergency personnel and they will know exactly where I'm at and they'll send rescue people out to take care of me. Now, I never want to be in a situation like that, but I think you need to be very safe out on the ice. You need to wear a float suit. You need to have ice picks. And now I carry one of these handhelds that has the SOS button on the side, and I feel a lot more comfortable when I'm out on the ice. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 28. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, snow likely, lows level off around 19. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for snow, daytime highs approaching 29. 23 Friday with a chance for snow, 12 Saturday, snow continues. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday through Friday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 26.
Jack FM got this bunch of songs in a row from Facebook Marketplace.
It was
between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Jack FM.
bonfires ringing in your head. You smoked the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. What she said.
Replacing jobs, but Jack FM isn't worried about a computer-generated voice.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox, speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire in a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire. The fury's beating down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, Babble, Trump, Tether, Croft. Look at that, no plane. Fine, then, uh-oh, overflow. Population, common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World, serve its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you visionary, patriotic, slam, fight, bright light. Feeling pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Foreign tower, slice and burn, return. Listen to yourself, churn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive, incinerate. Light a candle, light a motive, step down, step down. Watch your heel crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
thanks for listening. Jack FM will now put one article of clothing back on.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand.
To retain your caller. I was in the psych ward. Psycho killer.
Yeah.
end of this Bunch of Songs in a Row rainbow. It's a pot of sales pitches.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 28. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, snow likely, lows level off around 19. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for snow, daytime highs approaching 29. 23 Friday with a chance for snow, 12 Saturday, snow continues. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday through Friday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 26.
103.1.
Jack Crazy. FM. Crazy delicious.
Yeah. Did we ever find Carmen Sandiego? 866-930-JACK.